Good morning and welcome to Radio Radio. Okay, I would like to welcome my very special guest this morning onto the Gezi, Jamie Wooding. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Jamie is here with his dad, Steve, as well. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Cliff.
All right, guys, it's so nice for you to come over here to Birkenhead and join me in the studio. I am very privileged indeed. Okay, for anyone who has never heard of you before, what you're going to do is you're going to tell us a little bit about yourself. I'm just going to ask you a few things about how you got involved in music and stuff, and then you're going to play a couple of songs for us for everyone to have a listening to. So, first of all, my first question for you is this one, is how did you get involved in playing guitar and writing music and singing?
From a very early age, I think just seeing my dad play guitar, it's just one of those things where I always wanted to play, and he was like, "Nah, we'll get you a guitar then." And I was the awkward one that was a left-handed guitarist, so anything that my dad had, I couldn't play.
Okay.
But my dad taught me from an early age, and then I think from about probably about 5 or 6, and then from about the age of about 9 or 10, I just took it on for myself and just used the internet, learned as much as I could, and then about the age of 13 went and started doing some busking around Liverpool. And
that young, flipping heck?
Got a good response, actually. There's a lot of really nice people. I love Liverpool, and it's sort of hometown, so it was it's a very, very good place to go for music. The music
without a doubt. Yeah, good stuff. So, I mean, how old are you now? I've got to ask you, how old are you now?
Well, I'm 19. I don't know why I've been saying to people recently that I'm 20 in August, because that makes me sound a bit older than I am, but I'll just say I'm 19.
It's funny, because when you're young, you sort of add halves on and stuff, don't you? I always remember being 7.5 and 8.5 and 9.5. And as you get to a certain age, you're knocking them off and you're not telling people how old you are.
Knock a year off now.
But it's brilliant to have somebody in the studio here so young and so talented playing songs for us, so thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Your influences wise, obviously your dad has played and stuff, and you picked up from there, but music wise, who have you listened to and maybe took something from for what you do?
From a really, really early age, we had the guy who produced all my stuff, Terry Shaughnessy, we had all of his stuff on in the car. I think that was my first bit of music that I used to listen to all the time, and then from then probably, I mean, my dad used to love a bit of Jimi Hendrix and stuff like that, and Eric Clapton, and then Ed Sheeran's my main influence, and most recently, probably one of my main influences for some new stuff I'm starting writing is people like Dean Lewis and Lewis Capaldi and all these newer artists that are sort of breaking through, still very young.
Yeah. So, it's good that you can pick stuff up from different things as well. I mean, having musical influences is great, because if you're songwriting and stuff, you'll hear a song, you think, oh yeah, you know, I like that, I like the way that's been structured and whatever, and you can take little bits from that. I mean,
yeah, it's all part of a learning curve.
Definitely. So, writing songs wise. When did you write your first song? How long since you did that?
First song,
about 14,
probably about
13. I was in high school.
Yeah.
It was all just a heartbreak song, but
it was
my first song. I think it was called All That Matters.
Yeah.
And it was a start, I guess. It wasn't the greatest song ever, but it was a start, and then just started. Once I got into writing songs, it was a bit more just like try and write as much as I can in as much time as I've got. So, utilise everything I've got there.
Okay. So, I mean, as your songwriting process goes, do you sit down with your guitar and you have a strum and something you pick up, or do you go with the words first? How do you come about it?
A bit of both.
Yeah, it changes. Yeah. I mean, the newer stuff, a lot of it did come from sitting down with a guitar, getting the melody first, and mm-hmm. then coming up with a little melody line that went over the top of it.
Yeah.
And then the lyrics came after that.
Right.
For some of the stuff off the first EP that come out last year, it was a bit of trial and error. It's just me trying to suss myself out as to where I am songwriting mm-hmm. wise. And some of that was sitting down with a guitar again and getting chords together or getting a melody together.
Yeah.
But some of it was like, I had a little bit of a melody line in my head that I thought I liked, and then I'd record it on my phone and then try and put a chord
yeah.
behind it, or a set of chords, or even just a little bit of a riff, just as a hook there for someone to listen to. Because
mm-hmm.
I think a hook's probably one of the most memorable things in a yeah. piece of music. So
yeah, definitely, definitely. Okay, so the EP that you've got out at the minute, by the way, is that your second EP?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I released a single just earlier this year in February. It was January the 25th. Yeah. It was actually not February. It was called Jealous, and then that was sort of like closing off the chapter of the first EP
mm-hmm.
and opening this new chapter of the new EP. So
okay. Yeah. Well, we'll have a little bit of chat about that in a minute, and we'll let people know how they can get hold of that. But before then, if you fancy playing a song for us, now I'm going to see how the sound sounds as well, because obviously okay. things, that fan's getting on my nerves for a start. Is there any chance you could just turn that off for us?
Just turn it off by the wall.
Because I think, you know, that is so much better. You don't want to be playing and having a...
No.
Well, it's all right having fans, but not that kind of fans, you know? Right, yeah. So... All right, so if, you,
fans.
So if you fancy playing a song for us, if you let us know what it is, and so I can let all the listeners know, and then whenever you're ready, you can take it away.
Yeah, so I'll play one of the tracks off the new EP, and it's called You and I. So.
Okay, so this is You and I, live in the studio on Vintage Radio from Jamie Wooding.
Sitting up all night, wondering what you've been up to. The truth is that you won't believe me when I say I love you. And every time that I tell you, you don't need anyone else but me. I try to tell you what you did last night. I wasn't even asking till you gave that sign. But the truth is, no matter how hard that I try to ignore it, it brings back the time when I told you you don't need anyone else but me. I'm just you and I. Stay with me forever. Going together tonight. Remember, you'll always be mine. In the morning when I hear myself calling out your name, it's just you and I. I hear you calling, I hear you calling out my name. I hear you calling, I hear you calling out my name. Just you and I, stay with me forever. Just you and I, remember you'll always be mine. In the morning when I hear myself calling out your name. But the truth is that you won't tell me that you feel the same. It's just you and I. It's just you and I. And in the morning I hear you calling. And in the morning, I hear you calling. just you and I. It's just you and I.
Absolutely brilliant. That was Jamie Wooding playing live on Vintage Radio for us this morning. The first thing that hit me there is how powerful your voice is.
Thank you.
Do you realise that? That is so cool.
It's like, what, 10 o'clock in the morning?
I know.
My voice is still a bit rusty this morning.
Well, that come across really, really well. And I say that the sound and that was amazing. So well done.
Thank you.
I enjoyed that. That was brilliant. So that's from your EP?
Yeah, that's track 2 off the new EP.
Okay. So how can people get hold of that?
So it's available on all this digital platforms. So the usual Spotify, iTunes, Apple mm-hmm. Music, Deezer, SoundCloud,
okay,
YouTube, anything you can think of,
okay,
it's on there.
All the usual places. Social media?
Social media, so there's Jamie Wooding. On Facebook, you've got Jamie Wooding Official.
Yeah.
And then you've got Jamie_Wooding,
okay,
on Instagram. And Twitter's just Jamie_Wooding again.
Okay.
I tried to get them all so they all just linked up, but it's so hard to do because every time you put a thing in, it says, oh no, this username's taken. So
yeah, oh no, no. I had the same with Radio. I couldn't believe how many people were called Radio, so I had to change it. I know. I thought, oh, this is unique, but it's not. But mine is anyway. So anyway, so brilliant. The EP then, so it's out there, but physical copies as well, because...
Yeah, yeah.
Because I always think it's nice if someone can get hold of a physical copy, because I mean, money wise as well, it's better for you, because I know Spotify is
Spotify don't
pay you very much, do they? It is a joke.
It is a bit of a
spotty theft, most musicians call it.
It's probably one of the best ways to get your music out there, though, because there's a lot bigger of an audience for you to hit.
It's got its pluses, without a doubt, but
hard copies, I've got a limited amount. I've sold 85 out of the 100 that I got done.
That's
so
brilliant. That's really good going.
Sold quite a few. We just got back from holiday on the 26th. Went to Spain for 2 weeks and sold 15 copies over there.
You got to play in a bar, didn't you, as well?
Yeah, I played one of the local bars.
Brilliant.
Did 2 45-minute sets.
That's boss.
It was really good turnout, actually. There's about probably 100 people there.
Yeah.
They had to put tables and chairs in the car park because
really?
There's that many turned up here.
That's brilliant, you know. That's really good. So it's good to go on holiday, get to do what you like doing as well, and get a few bob as well.
Bit warm.
Bonus, that, was it?
Yeah. Spent most of the holiday inside.
Really?
Yeah. I was outside sunbathing, as you can see.
I know. I've got a great watch tan at the minute, you know. It's going well, yeah.
The white bits.
So, recording your EP then, where was that done? How did you get that done?
So, my dad is a really good friend, of ours. His name's Terry Shaughnessy.
Yeah.
He was with a band called The Universal.
Mm-hmm.
And he had loads of stuff out, and then he moved over to Malaga to start doing a bit more production and doing his own stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I flew over to Malaga, spent, I think it was about nearly 2 weeks, 3 weeks possibly. All in all, because I recorded one of the songs before.
Yeah.
And then went back and did the other three. Spent 2 weeks out there, probably worked about 12 hours a day every single day, and then come home. And that was it. It was one of those grueling recording sessions, mixing and mastering.
I normally get the copy straight away, mate, but I had to wait 2 weeks after he come back. He wouldn't hear me.
No.
Didn't let me listen to it.
No. Didn't want him to hear it. When I come back, it was all, everything was recorded. But I had to let Terry have a few more days to sort of finish off the mixing.
Yeah.
Iron out any little bits that we had that could have been sorted out, and then finish the mastering off as well. So I sort of let him have a bit of a whine for a couple of weeks and wait for it.
It was worth the wait, though, I must admit,
yeah. Now, the result is great. I mean, I've been listening to it, and it sounds really, really good. So, job well done. Can't be bad going all the way over there to record as well.
It's not bad, get a bit of sun.
That's all right, isn't it?
Didn't really see much sun, because we were, like, where his studio is, it's, like, underground, so it's, like,
It's big, 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 big right. Villa up in the mountains.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coin in Malaga, yeah. But the room's downstairs, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's but it's.
Cool location.
I recommend it.
Yeah, can't be bad at all. Can't be bad. Okay, so gig wise over here, I mean, I know you've done your EP launch in Skem, which is where you're from. Where else have you got anything else lined up, or what's your plans gig wise?
Got one tonight.
Supporting Big Band Border, isn't it?
Yeah, at the Engine Rooms in Skem.
All right.
And then I've got one tomorrow at the Hot Vine in Bearskow.
Okay.
It's just round the corner from
ours. I know the barman in there. Yeah. One of the barmen, Adam. Yeah. He used to play footy for me years ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I know Adam. Yeah.
Adam Robinson, yeah.
And then I've got quite a few coming up. I couldn't say off the top of my head.
Good. That's good that you're gigging. Can't beat it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. I mean, to get out there and play what you're doing is brilliant. I mean, that's all what it's about, isn't it?
Yeah.
And getting yourself out there, getting, you know, people will notice you, listen, and things will come from there as well.
I hope so. The next thing is probably getting sort of a support slot with someone that's maybe got a decent fan base that's probably bigger than mine. Sort of get my music on their ears.
It is, to be honest with you, that's always the way things work. It's funny because I had two black sheep in last night, Ian and Amy, and it were brilliant. And we were talking about guest slots and stuff and support acts. And it's funny how many I've missed over the years. And we were talking about there's a duo called Visions of Albion who came in and did a session for me. And I saw them at the Light Room in the Light Nights at the Music Room at the Philharmonic. And that's the first time two black sheep had seen them, and from there they've asked them to support them gig that's coming up at Prohibition Records in Liverpool, and that's a good little gig to get in there as well. It's a guy called Matty. I'll have a word with Matty as well and put your name over to him, because the stuff that he does in there is great. And what he does, you play, it's only a small place, play to about 50 people maximum, and he records it on the night, and anyone who buys a ticket and goes, you get a recording of the gig as well a couple of weeks later, and it's really good. Really good. So
it's a good idea.
That's another one worth doing. So I'll put the word out.
We try and put as many open mic nights on as possible, you know, because people get their ears and their eyes on them, and they go, "Oh, he's got a voice."
Yeah.
Like you said before,
you've
got a powerful voice for this.
Yeah,
you wouldn't really think that of him, but he's getting himself out there, and that's what we're after.
And
with yourself and other
stations. That's what you need. Yeah. You need a little bit of a
many years as possible, really, isn't it?
Without a doubt.
Plus, like when we were in Spain, there was a young girl over there called Emma. Excuse me. She's come over. She works for Big FM over in Alicante.
All right.
And she was asking if there's a chance of getting you on there.
Mm-hmm.
Can we put it on? And he said, yeah. Sending an email, when it's going to do it, like, hopefully.
That's all
in the near future.
Spain, yeah. Yeah, well, there's plenty of time. You've got timers on your side, mate. That's the good thing.
Well,
timers on your side.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And what's your plans? I mean, your EP is there and done, and that's really, really good. Have you got any other plans coming on through the rest of the year to record anything else? Are you still writing stuff?
Yeah, I'm currently writing. All the stuff that I've written for the first two EPs and the singles all been written by just myself.
Mm-hmm.
There's no co-writing involved or anything's been written for me. It's all my own writing.
Yeah.
But just as probably more of a learning experience, I'm going to do some writing with Terry. I've asked Terry to come over in August,
mm-hmm.
do a bit of writing together. Just even if I don't get any sort of material out of it, just some sort of experience. And anything that he knows, I'll probably rub off on him, and
stuff
that I never knew, and it's no disadvantage, it's always going to help.
No, so. Definitely, yeah. Somebody once said to me, nothing in life is a waste of time, and you know what?
Exactly.
They were exactly right, you know, whether you, at the time, you may think it is, but, you know, it's always worth it. You'll pick stuff up, and everything's is an experience, isn't it? And that's how you got to look at life, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
But he's like a sponge anyway. He just takes it all on board anyway.
Yeah.
Any artist that he likes, he comes up, what do you think of this?
Yeah.
And I go, not too sure. And then about 2 weeks later, I think,
it's all right.
It's good.
It's funny because since I've been doing the radio stuff, I get a lot of stuff sent to me, and I've got a mate over in Sweden. I used to go to a lot of gigs with him here, and him and his family moved to Sweden because that's where originally they were from. So they've gone back, and he still sends me every week. He'll hear something, he'll say, "What do you think is?" And he'll send me an album of someone, and I end up with like 6 or 7 albums a week to listen to. But a lot of the stuff, there's so much great stuff out there, and I think I have never heard of them. I've never heard that. I've never heard of...
So much talent out there. It's a hard industry to break through to.
Yeah.
But you only need that lucky break, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
You do. It's being noticed. It's being in the right place at the right time. I mean, one of the bands in question that I followed, Red Drum Club, they were playing bars and clubs in Crosby for a good few years to, you know, a few people. And all of a sudden, they're now selling out gigs all over the country. And that's just, it's a very fine line. But
yeah.
I said, whoever it is that's managing them is doing a hell of a job, because they've gone from pubs in Crosby to selling out, you know, the O2 Academy in Liverpool in September. It sold out months and months ago.
And yeah, that's another thing. That I mean, he's put stuff out to management, because I can only help him so far.
Yeah.
I manage him at the moment.
Yeah.
If someone comes on board, if they can take him a step further, it's not a problem.
No.
I don't want to stand in his way.
No, definitely not. But it's good that you're there for him and you're helping him along the way. It's brilliant. But I say it is all about, it's a lot of the time, it's being in the right place at the right time. It's a little bit of luck. It's a combination of stuff. And of course, having the talent.
Yeah. We went to see that Dean, one of the influencers I said earlier, Dean Lewis. We went to see him in Manchester. I can't remember when it was. I think it was May.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd been in touch with his brother, who's his photographer, and didn't even know I was in touch with his brother. Actually, mm-hmm. I just saw him. He'd been taking photos for him, so I just followed him. He followed me back, and I was in touch with him. And then I asked him, could I give a CD for him to listen to? And he's currently on tour with Dean Lewis, but he's like, he's a bit busy at the moment, so he said once the tour's done and everything, he'll get in touch with me about, because he's had to listen to it apparently. So I give him that, and Dean Lewis, I wanted to actually meet him, and we did ask, could we meet him, and he said he's currently with his label and people in the industry, so can't really speak to him. I can ask, but if not. And then he sent me a video of Dean Lewis saying he really loved my cover of his song, and he said, mate, you're amazing, keep going, keep writing, everything's just one song away. And
mm-hmm.
it's a pretty bold statement to say, but it's true.
You
only need one song.
Yeah, of course. That's good encouragement as well, so.
Yeah, it can only be positive.
Yeah. It's nice of him to do it. It is, to do that.
Good stuff. Okay, do you fancy playing another song for us?
Yeah. Are we going to get 3 in? Or?
We'll see if we can squeeze 3 in if we can, yeah.
Right, okay, so I'll play one off the old EP then, and I'll leave, by the way, for the last song.
Okay.
This is called Got to Let You Go, and this is off the first EP.
Okay.
This is also available on Spotify.
Okay, whenever you're ready, mate.
You take me high, you take me high. Bring me low, you bring me low. You tell me lies, you tell me stupid little lies, just to keep me from letting go. You made it to my heart, yeah, you gave me one more. But now my feet lead on too strong, I got to let you know. My mind is telling me, yeah, I got to let you go. Never wanted my love, and you never wanted us. I got to let you know, and you're my missing piece no more. I got to let you go. I got to let you go. I got to let you go. You played my mind, you played my mind. It hit me hard. Hard. You told me lies, you told me stupid little lies, just to keep me from letting go. You mean it to my heart, yeah. You gave me one more. But now my feet feel all too strong. I got to let you know. My mind is telling me, yeah. I got to let you go. You never wanted my love, and you never wanted us. I got to let you know. You're my missing piece no more. I got to let you go. Got to let you go. I got to let you go. I got to let you go. You're my missing piece no more. I got to let you go. You're my missing piece no more. You mean it to my heart, yeah. You gave me one more. But now my feet lead all too strong. I got to let you go. My mind is telling me, yeah. I got to let you go. You never wanted my love, and you never wanted us. I got to let you know. You're my missing piece no more. I got to let you go. Got to let you go. Got to let you go. I got to let you go. I got to let you go. Got to let you go.
Absolutely brilliant. That was Jamie Wooding live on Vintage Radio on Friday morning. What better can you ask? The sun is shining and you've got live music to listen to. Okay, so Jamie, we're nearly coming to the end of our slot. We're going to play another song in a minute before you go, yeah, from your latest EP. And anybody who gets in touch with you, I'm sure will be made up by the response that they're going to get from you, because I know you come across to me as a guy who is so full of what you do. You're very enthusiastic and you're very self-confident, so I encourage people to get in touch with Jamie and get him a slot. If you are a band, a singer, if you are looking for someone to support you, then have a word with this guy. He's the one for you. Okay, so going forward wise then, we know you've got a few little gigs and that coming up. What's on your wish list? What would you like to do? Difficult question, that, really, isn't it? But I always say, you know, Someone at such a young age, where do you see yourself in a few years' time?
Well, the ideal goal is to be doing stuff that the likes of Lewis Capaldi and Dean Lewis and Ed Sheeran. Festivals are a big thing, but just being selling artist,
shadow of a doubt, aim high, that's what they always say, isn't it?
But I don't want to be the next Lewis Capaldi or anything. I
want
to be,
you want your own stamp, your
just
own
Jamie Wooding, but yeah, that's the main goal, is to be a really good selling artist and write my own stuff and hopefully make a career out of it for the rest of my life. That's the main goal, and that is
brilliant.
I get up every single morning and that's all I want to do, is just do music. So
fantastic.
I can't see myself doing anything else. But
no, well, that's good. I mean, it's good to have that sort of vision and to say that's what I want to do, you know, because a lot of times, you know, people will say, yeah, I fancy doing this, fancy doing that, and they, you know, it goes by the wayside. But to have that vision and say that's what I want and be, you know, totally focused on it, you know, is brilliant. I've seen so many footballers over the years, because I used to do a lot of football coaching, and I've seen players who have said, I want to play for Liverpool, I want to do that, and you can see something in them. You think, yeah, they've got it in them, and then it goes, and then it's gone, because they're not totally focused on it.
All the grafting.
Yeah,
you have to do the hours, put the hours in, and
without a doubt,
something will eventually come of it. So.
Yeah, you've hit the nail right on the head. There it is. It's putting the time in. It's being focused on it and not being distracted. And it's so easily to be taken away into to doing something else. But no, I think you're totally right with that. Totally right.
Yeah, it's the only way's up for me, really.
Yeah.
I can't. I mean, I'm at a stage now where I can only get better than where I am.
It's a learning curve still.
Yeah, of course it is. and hopefully that learning curve is an upwards curve and not a downwards curve.
Yeah, no, without a doubt, mate, things will get better for you, I'm sure. Well, listen, I'm absolutely delighted that you've come into the studio here this morning. I'm made up that you finally come
I'm
over.
I'm happy you give us the opportunity to come in, Cliff.
Appreciate it.
Any sort of support, I always appreciate that support, whether it's friends, family, yourself, and then other presenters if they take it on board.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, I just got to want to. Well, he wants it, and I want to try and get him out there.
Yeah, good. Well, what I'd like is in 12 months' time to bring you back in here and see how you're doing, and come and play some more songs for us, whatever you've been writing. And that's in case you're too, unless you're too big for us, Dan, and you won't come.
No,
you
won't come and see it, you know. I've always said that when I've been at this stage.
I've always said if he does make it, whoever's supported him in the past, right. We'll never, we'll be the first ones.
Yeah, yeah, keep your feet on the ground. No. Well, I'm delighted that you've come in, and thank you so much for doing so. So we'll finish with a song this morning then, if that's okay. I'll let you, one more off the new EP, is it?
Yeah, so it's the title track off the EP. It's called By the Waves. So.
Okay.
Sitting watching all your tears beside me. You're the only thing that I live for. Now I see you face to face, and girl, you're smiling. Our reflections intertwine. Baby, you don't know what it's like to go and fall for the love of your life. Cause it's by the waves, will I always remember something new? But I don't know, we made mistakes. Just remember that I told you it's true love first, too. By the waves, by the waves. Late nights in bed together helped me realize all the little things you say you do that made me fall in love with you. And I know this time it will last forever. Baby, you don't know what it's like to realize the feelings you can't hide. Cause it's by the waves, will I always remember something new? But I don't know, we made mistakes. Just remember that I told you it's true love first, too. And we were sitting on the edge of something new, just me and you. Late nights and heavy hearts, and I'll be begging on my knees for you to stay and hold me. Something new, but I know we made mistakes. Just remember that I told you it's true love first, too. Cause it's by the waves, will I always remember something new, but I know we made mistakes. Just remember. Told you it's true love first, too. It's just me and you. It's true love first, too. By the waves.
Absolutely brilliant. That was live on Vintage Radio. Thank Jamie Wooding much. And By the Waves, title track from his latest EP. Thank you guys so much for coming in this morning. And I will speak to you all.
Yeah. As well.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you very much for all your support. Oh, as well.
Wonderful. Thank you. I've just been handed two physical copies. I love physical copies. Thank you so much, Jamie and Stephen, for coming to the studio this morning. And I will speak to you all again very soon.
It's just to let you know you're listening to Vintage Radio.
Any opinions expressed here on the Radio Show are solely mine and not necessarily those of Vintage Radio.
This is Vintage Radio.